When you get an infection, your immune system kicks into gear to fight off whatever germs have invaded your system. Sometimes, for reasons researchers don't entirely understand, your immune system stops fighting the invaders and turns on itself. That process is called sepsis, and it's a potentially deadly complication that is the leading cause of hospital deaths. WHYY's Dana Bate visited a local hospital on this World Sepsis Day to see how doctors and nurses are training to spot the condition.
We should do piperacillin, which I saw up here.
Doctors and nurses at Penn Presbyterian Medical Center are figuring out which antibiotics to give Sam, a 50-year-old diehard Eagles fan who fell from a lamppost after the Eagles Super Bowl win.
Flagyl should be 4.
Only Sam isn't real. He's a dummy, lying on a hospital bed in a training room. The medical team is using him as part of an exercise to learn how to spot and treat sepsis. They've set it up like a game, with riddles and clues, like a cryptogram for what they should check next.
It's 19A.
Yeah. It's measure an intake level.
Staff nurse Lauren McPeak helped organize the training and knows about sepsis firsthand. 6 months ago, while in labor with her first child, she developed sepsis from an infection in her uterus.
I was very anxious. I felt like the walls were closing in on me. I felt like I was going to die.
The doctors recognized her symptoms immediately: a high temperature, intense shaking, disorientation. They treated her with antibiotics, and she and her baby survived. That isn't always the outcome. Sepsis accounts for about half the deaths at hospitals across the country. But it can be reversed if it's caught early. That's why Penn Presbyterian doctor Sean Foster says the key is spotting it as early as possible.
Our goal is to bring sepsis to the front of everybody's mind, to have the team asking in every case, could this be sepsis, with the goal being that we'll move up the time to treatment.
McPeak says creating this training as a sepsis survivor herself has given her a new perspective on doing her job.
Really made me understand what my patients go through when I do care for a patient that does have sepsis.
Dana Bate, WHYY News.